From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Our speaker is Dr. Alan Cairns, longtime minister of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. With today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns concludes the final message in the series on the life of Abraham. The text is Genesis 25, verses 1 through 10, the account of Abraham's death. As Dr. Cairns has emphasized, physical death was not the end of Abraham. We've seen that he died with a good testimony of saving faith in Christ. Then Abraham's death makes us consider our own mortality, for death is the lot of every man. Finally, Abraham's hope in his death ought to cause us to consider our own destiny. Job said, "Man giveth up the ghost, and where is he?" The answer to that question is the most important thing in life. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the final portion of a message entitled, Light in the Valley of Death. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Drawing Near to God. The text is James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. The nearer we come to God, the more graciously will He reveal Himself to us. When the prodigal comes to his father runs to meet him. When the wandering dove returns to the ark, Noah puts out his hand to pull her in unto him. When the tender wife seeks her husband's society, he comes to her on wings of love. Come then, dear friend, let us draw nigh to God who so graciously awaits us, yea, comes to meet us. Did you ever notice that passage in Isaiah 58, verse 9? There the Lord seems to put himself at the disposal of his people, saying to them, Here I am, as much as to say, What have you to say to me? What can I do for you? I am waiting to bless you. How can we hesitate to draw near? God is nigh to forgive, to bless, to comfort, to help, to quicken, to deliver. Let it be the main point with us to get near to God. This done, all is done. If we draw near to others, they may before long grow weary of us and leave us. But if we seek the Lord alone, no change will come over his mind, but he will continue to come nearer and yet nearer to us by fuller and more joyful fellowship.
A song is a musical theme. Voices join in full-throated melody.
Thank you.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning, or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Abraham had a testimony of constant brightness. Makes us consider our testimony. But Abraham's experience of death makes us consider our mortality. We read Abraham died. Now, he lived a long time, 175 years. But he died. He lived a lot longer than he thought he was going to live. But he died. He was a spiritual man. But he died. He knew God intimately and personally. But he died. He served God with all his heart. But he died. There was no way around this. There was no exception to the general rule. Abraham experienced death. And that forces upon you and me the consideration of something that we would rather hide from, and that is the reality that we are mortal. The Bible says it is appointed unto man once to die. It's appointed. The wise woman of Tekoa said to King David, "We are as water spilt upon the ground that cannot be gathered up again. We must needs die. There's no way around it." Moses, when he thought of the children of Israel and how prone they were to folly, he cried to God, "Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end." That seemed to be a prayer that was very much on the heart of Moses. He prayed, and it's recorded for us in the 90th Psalm, he prayed, "So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." Now, listen, this is not meant to make us morbid. Christians are not meant to be those long-faced people who are going through life afraid to live because they realize that they're going to die. No, no. This is meant to make us wise. This is meant to cast our lives in the light of God's eternity, so that what we say and what we do and what we seek to make of our lives down here will stand the test of time, and it will stand the test of eternity. We are certainly dying. We call this the land of the living. You can understand that. But in actual fact, this is the land of the dying. As soon as a baby's born, it starts to die. That child may go on to live 10 years, 20 years, 50 years. It may even approach 100 years, but it's going to die. Every one of us must consider his mortality. For Christians, you know, there's a very simple lesson in that. Whatever your hand finds to do for God, go and do it with all your might. Work today, because tomorrow you may have no more opportunity to work for God in this world. There are various scriptures which tell us that in the grave there's no remembrance of the Lord. In the grave there is no service for the Lord. Doesn't mean to say that when a person dies he's wiped out of existence. It means as far as his service for God in this world is concerned, it's over. You can't serve God except by reputation. You can't personally serve God from the grave. If you're going to give any witness for Christ, it'll have to be this side of the grave. If you're going to reach any mission field for Christ, it has to be this side of the grave. If your life is going to count for God, it has to be before you die. Let's consider our mortality. I'm willing to make the prediction, and I don't need to be much of a prophet, there's none of us going to live to 175 years old. I suppose many of us will not make the 75. And some of you may not make half of that. Consider your mortality. The final thing, Abraham's hope in death makes us consider our destiny. Abraham died, we read, and then we read he was gathered to his people. Now, I believe that means that he died, but I believe it means a whole lot more than simply he died. He was gathered to his people. Obviously, that does not mean that he was buried where they were buried, because he wasn't. His people came from Ur of the Chaldees. That's where his forefathers were buried. So that's not the meaning. No, it means he went where they went. There are many ways you can take that, but I like the way the famous ancient bishop of Hippo in North Africa, Augustine, interpreted this. Augustine said that he was gathered to his father simply meant that he went to the place that God had prepared for his faithful servants who had gone on before, even the heavenly Jerusalem. And he cited Hebrews 11, they desire a better country, that is in heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. And certainly Abraham went to a place of glory, and at least some of his loved ones were there before him. He lived 175 years on earth, a long life. But stop now. He has been almost 4,000 years in glory. Stop and think of that, and that will put this little life in perspective. When you think of people, and because of the pleasures or the friends, or the pursuits of this little life, are giving up the hope of glory, and they are repudiating Christ, you can see how utterly foolish they are. In comparison to eternity, this life is like one grain of sand in comparison to the seashores of the world. It's like one drop of water in comparison to all the oceans of the world. And yet for that, so many are giving up their hope of heaven. Abraham lived for a long, long time, according to our estimation. But he's already lived 4,000 years in glory, and still the best is yet to be. Soon, the Lord Jesus Christ will return. There'll be the glorious resurrection of the saints, and Abraham will rise with them. That cave of Machpelah will burst the monuments and the grills and the domes of the mosque. And as Christ comes, Abraham will rise. And soon all the redeemed from all the parts of this old earth will fulfill the words of the Lord Jesus in Matthew 8:11, and they will sit down with Abraham in the kingdom of heaven. That's his destiny. What a destiny it is. It makes me consider mine. And I trust it makes you consider yours. John said, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. That's the hope of the Christian. Every believer shares the destiny of Abraham. As Paul says, we are blessed with faithful Abraham. We will inherit the same glory. For the Christian, there's a light in the valley of death. I've mentioned the cave of Machpelah. The Jews go there to weep and howl. I have heard howling outside the grill that covers Abraham's grave that would make your hair stand on end. They go there to weep and to howl. But there is no need for weeping. No need for weeping. There's light, not just that flickering little light. There's real light in that tomb. For there is hope in the end of every believer. Do you share Abraham's destiny? Will you share with Abraham in the glory of the redeemed? Eternity is real. And eternity is forever. There's only one light that death will not extinguish. There's only one light that will beam for all eternity. And that is the light of Him who said, I am the light. I trust tonight, as we take our leave of the great patriarch, as we view Him already in the Father's presence, waiting for the coming of the Lord and the glorious resurrection, with eternity, with all its happiness forever, as we leave Him there, ponder the question, where will I be in God's eternity? I leave you with the words of the Lord Jesus, a text I preached a few Sabbath mornings ago. Many shall come from the east and from the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Two destinies for all eternity. Sitting down in the kingdom, cast out into outer darkness. Where will you be in eternity? That question comes to you and to me. Tell me, what will your answer be? Where will you be in God's eternity? I trust that the Lord will make you consider, as you think of Abraham and his death, make you consider your testimony, your mortality, your destiny. If I can help you to Christ, I'm here as your servant for Christ's sake. come. Waste not a moment to make sure you're saved. And if you are a Christian, I trust where you sit tonight, you'll do business with God. And honestly say, Lord, this is how I want to live. This is how I want to die. Let me live a life that tells for God. That in some way can be held up as an example of the grace of God to other believers. To be a witness to my Redeemer.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.